cause you're the one. Girl, I wanna be the one, but you know that you're the one.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Again, and I tell you once again, baby. Transcostica with Everybody New. A very different side from that song, if that song says that everybody knew the bad thing about someone, but I believe that the whole world knows that Indonesia and Saudi Arabia is having a really great and close ties between the two countries. And recently, listener, the health ministries from the two countries signed a memorandum of understanding in strengthening human resource capacity with exchanges and training, and also the exchange of digital vaccine certificate. Quoted from antaranews.com, Indonesian Health Minister Budi Gunadi Sadikin said that the two will conduct an exchange of HR and expertise between the organizations. And the minister also highlighted that some universities from Indonesia and Saudi companies will be involved too in this HR exchange program. From Indonesia, there will be Gajah Mada University, Muhammadiyah University Yogyakarta, and Nahdlatul Ulama University of Surabaya. Meanwhile, from Saudi Arabia, they will have the health holding company. And the minister is optimistic that the collaboration will support knowledge transfer for doctors and nurses who will receive training in Saudi Arabia.
That is better in every day, but then I feel it that you'll be the only one. But sometimes it doesn't have to be so sure. The sweetest love can be so hard to find. We'll be better in every way, but then I would go to be in outer space. Sometimes the bitter of love can be so good. It's like a coffee with a rainbow's mood. Sometimes you feel off, but sometimes you feel in grey. Is it to be or it is not to be? To fall in love again, to be the one for me. Sometimes you fall, but every time we'll be together, we'll be mad in every way. Then I remember the story we went last September. Sometimes recalling things will be so good. It's like a perfect cake that my grandma's made. Sometimes you feel off, but sometimes you feel it right. Is it to be or it is not to be? Sometimes you fall, but every time we'll be together, we'll be better in every way. But then I would grow to be in other space. But sometimes the bitter of love can be so good. It's like a coffee with a rainbow. It's like a coffee with a rainbow. It's like a coffee with a rainbow's moon. With a rainbow's moon.
region in Indonesia must have special foods that characterize the area. Somas Manggarai, it has a variety of culinary heritage. One of the most popular souvenirs from Manggarai Flores is Kompiang cake. Kompiang cake is also known as Kompiang Longa. This typical cake of Flores looks like round or oval and has a brownish color topped with sesame seeds. The word longa in the Manggarai Flores language means sesame. That is why this cake is called Kompiang Longa. Listeners, Kompiang, which is an adaptation of mainland China, was initially only served at family events. But now this cake has become more famous and has become Flores' typical souvenir. Kompiang is appropriate to enjoy for breakfast and a cup of hot coffee. You can easily find it in traditional markets, Flores' typical souvenir centers, and even in roadside coffee shops. Kompiang is almost the same size as a tennis ball. Kompiang can last for 3 days at room temperature and even 1 week when it is stored in the refrigerator. For each portion, Kompiang costs 1,000 rupiah.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
So I'd like to be not mansplaining about what women are facing and pursuing their career in STEM, but instead we will play you an opinion about what challenges that is being faced by women in pursuing their career in STEM. It is from one of the women in STEM herself, which is Dr. Nuraini Rahma Hanifah, a researcher of Research Center for Geological Disaster at the National Research and Innovation Agency. During VOI talk about women in science breaking the barriers.
I divide into three categories. Mainly the first is our family environment and our neighborhood environment. So where the encouragement from our family is very important. We still have families or husbands or fathers who are strictly limiting their daughters or their wives to engage in STEM. So of course it doesn't mean that the woman needs to do activity of STEM housing. We can also do STEM at our house, but still a woman needs to have access for science, technology, engineering and mathematics. So the support from family, I think, is the first thing that we need for women. So when the women don't have such access in our home or our closer environment, that it will be very difficult to grow or to have access to STEM. So I think the first is the family environment. And then the second is the environment of the neighborhood and also the working place or the university place. So sometimes, often we have very strong manpower, but restricting the woman engagement. So having a neighborhood work environment, lecturer environment, university environment is very important to be enabler for women to engage and also to be heard and also to grow. And the third thing is when women become mother. When women become mother, of course, the limitation is higher because we need to take care also of our children. So we need to also create an environment that enable us to still can contribute to STEM. Of course, there will be many flexibilities. For example, the existence of daycare or the existence absence of paid leave or maternity leave is very important for women. For example, say not only 1 month leave, but for example 2 years leave for maternity leave is very important, because and finally women will need to have childhood time. So during the childhood period is the most heavy time, one of the most heavy time that we need also support so that we can continue to engage through STEM. I think basically those are such problems, and if we can have family support, also environment support, and we can have the childhood support, then we can grow and have access, or the first one is having access, yeah. So those are the keys so that we can have access to STEM and also develop our interest through STEM. So given the opportunity and also given the chance, it's very important for women, and women can have a lot of power, because when they are enrolled into STEM, they will also give that STEM to their children and also the environment, because the nature that woman is very caring, so it will also spread more benefit to the society.
For the whole or the full conversation about women in science breaking the barriers is available on our YouTube channel VOA Official and the application RRE Digital.
Harapkan engkau tahu. Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, I would like to present a song from West Java entitled Kalangkang. The word Kalangkang in Sundanese means shadow. The lyrics of the song Kalangkang tell the story of a couple's romance. Both love each other and share their happiness. The beauty of the relationship is initially just a shadow or fantasy, but later becomes a reality. The song Kalangkang was composed by Nano S. The song is presented in the album Kalangkang, which was released in 1988 and popularized by Nining Meida. Well, listener, here is the song Kalangkang by Nining Meida.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, here is quote of the day. No matter how quick a lie spreads, the truth will come. A quote by Tan Malaka. Listener, Tan Malaka is an Indonesian hero born in 50 Kota, West Sumatra. He is a figure of important ideas and played a great role in the history of Indonesian struggle for independence. Tan Malaka took various important roles, such as leadership in many organizations and parties, and he hates injustice, but still cares for suffering of the laborers. Tan Malaka is a fighter with ideas that inspire many other people, and also many other Indonesian figures. And listener, that's quote of the day. And after this song by Anmesh Kamaleng, Anugerah Terindah, you'll be listening to a traditional music from Indonesia about Angklung. Stay tuned on RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Bahwa diriku takkan mungkin mendapatkanmu, karena telah ku sadari ternyata diriku tak layak untuk di sisimu. Seketika ku merenungkan, katakan pada diri, jangan mundur bila kau tahu caranya untuk maju. Ku beranikan diri untuk ungkapkan isi di hati. Dengarkan lagu ini, sepenuh hati biarkan semua manusia jadi saksi nyata bahwa memilikimu adalah anugerah terindah untuk diriku. Jangan abaikan. Someone
Natalia Reyes. I come from the Philippines. It's a different type of invention found in Indonesia. And yeah, I heard it was originally claimed by Malaysia, but then it was found out that it was originally from Indonesia. And then I think it was announced by UNESCO just, I think, 2 years ago, a bit too recent.
That was the atmosphere in an Angklung musical training followed by participants of the Indonesian Arts and Culture Scholarship Program at Sound Angklung Ujo, West Java. Angklung is a bamboo musical instrument typical of West Java. And as was expressed by Valerie, a participant from the Philippines, the musical instrument is originated from Indonesia's cultural wisdoms, which has been declared by UNESCO as World Cultural Heritage. However, though born of local wisdom, no one can explain when angklung was first created. A lecturer at the Indonesian Karawitan Art College, Yon Sutiono, said,
"Kalau yang namanya musik bambu itu, kalau kita yang kenal sekarang ya seperti angklung. Kalau di Jawa Barat memang yang lebih ini itu yang jenisnya angklung ya, alatnya digetar ya, bukan tidak tergolong alat perkusi atau dipukul ya. Nah itulah barangkali memang ya kapan mulai dibuat ya saya sendiri nggak tahu itu kapan ya.
Karena the bamboo music that we know today is angklung. It is known in West Java. The instrument is played by shaking or striking it and not by beating or tapping it like percussion. When it was first made it, I do not know. What is clear is that we could find it when there were traditional rituals or ceremonies. For example, in Bogor there was angklung gubrak and in Banten angklung seret. It was old media for traditional ceremonies, which in essence was for tasakuran or thanksgiving to the Lord or even a repellent of bad spirits. Now, however, it is not to ward off bad spirits anymore, but to repel pests.
Formerly, angklung was used as part of ritual among the people. Then, as time went on, angklung became a folk entertainment. How could this happen? Daeng Octaviani Ujo, an angklung artist from Saung Angklung Ujo, has an explanation.
Awalnya nggak ada nadanya, Pak. Bukan saling repel. Awalnya itu angklung itu hanya musik ritmis. Jeringjung, 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 jeringjung. Itu dipergunakan untuk.
Initially there was no tone, no salendro nor pelok. Originally angklung was just rhythmic music. Jeng gonjreng gonjreng. It was used by Badui tribe as tribute to the goddess Dewi Sri during the harvest. Donjreng donjreng donjreng, so there was no tune. But then the outside Baduis created Dami Lalati Dachuns, who they used as a means to beg. Then Mr. Daeng Sutikna was interested in it. He was a teacher, a music teacher, and a scout instructor. Mr. Daeng tried to find out how could this musical instrument be taught in schools. When he saw the beggar, he thought this could be translated into Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Si, Do. Then he tried to do it and offered to teach this in school. He was rejected. Why? Because at that time, only rich people could go to school, and they did not want to play beggar music. Finally, he decided to teach it to Boy Scouts. When they played angklung so beautifully, the schools then became interested. At last, angklung went to school. So the one who translated the traditional tunes into Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Si, Do is Mr. Daeng. Why did he do that? Because at that time, schools were in need of musical instruments. That's the main reason. Then, when it became interesting, angklung then was turned into music for entertainment.
Erik, very nice. It's the second time. We went here last year and it was last year, it was so nice. We want to see it again. So, second time, it was very nice.
Perfect. I've been here for the seventh time, and I've been seven times here. When it's not nice, I don't come back.
Those were the comments of two foreign tourists after watching the show at Saung Angklung Ujo. They were amazed with the music, because angklung has a special attraction, as expressed by Daeng Octaviani Ujo.
Angklung ini merupakan suatu senjata yang sangat luar biasa. Ya, kita harus tahu, dan saya menyadari setelah saya keluar negeri ratusan kali, itu saya menyadari bahwa kita ini punya senjata yang sangat luar biasa. Dulu dalam sejarah, Belanda kocar-kacir.
Angklung is an incredible weapon. Yes, we should know that. I realized after I had been abroad hundreds of times. Once in history, the Dutch colonial troops were terrorized by sharp bamboo spears. Not because they were more deadly than grenades or bullets, no. But the spirit of these bamboo spears made the people came and work together, helping each other to fight the Dutch. That made the Dutch troops scared. Angklung, as you can see, has made everybody swept away. Everyone was involved and resulted in harmony. So when I visit other countries, a lot of people feel close to Indonesia. How they feel in harmony with Indonesia.
The harmony and familiar feeling with Indonesia have been well perceived by participants of the Indonesian Arts and Culture Scholarship 2012. Heydara from Azerbaijan and George from Nauru. Thanks to the scholarship, they have been given the opportunity to learn the art and culture of Indonesia, especially Angklung music at Saung Angklung Ujo, Bandung. Initially, when they first saw the Angklung music performance, they were so amazed. How could some pieces of bamboo produce such beautiful music, which ultimately has made them feel familiar and love Indonesia?
Nama saya Heydar. Saya berasal dari Azerbaijan. Ya, suka. Saya semakin suka Indonesia. Ini aneh.
My name is Heydar. I come from Azerbaijan. Yes, I love it. I'm getting more and more in love with Indonesia. This is extraordinary for me since this is the first time I see a musical instrument made of bamboo. It is very unique and I really want to learn Angklung. In my opinion, Angklung is not difficult if you really want to learn. I think I can. Yes, I can play Angklung.
My name is George Kojine. I'm from Nauru. Well, the first time I didn't know that bamboo can make music from it. But now I can, like, you know, realize that bamboo can make of many of things, like can build house, making music and everything. But the first I was like so surprised that they make music from this bamboo, like Angklung. Yeah, I also like, yeah, maybe this is the first time I can pass the music class. Yeah, very easy. Back home, I have to like, if I want to teach Angklung, maybe I need to buy this equipment to go back to Nauru and teach them how to play Angklung. Because in Nauru, we don't have bamboo, we don't have much bamboo.
More and more people are interested in learning Angklung music, including foreigners. This is a logical consequence, especially after UNESCO designated Angklung as masterpiece of oral and intangible heritage of humanity. But there is also concern about this typical music of West Java, as perceived by the Angklung master, Dian Oktaviani Ujo.
Yang saya lebih khawatir adalah, saya khawatir Angklung ini bisa orang lain lebih bagus memainkan. Kenapa? Ketika saya mainkan lagu China, ya.
But I'm more worried that other people would play Angklung better. Why? When I played a song from China, Chinese people were surprised. It sounds better in Angklung. When last week we were in Korea, we played Korean songs. Wow, they sound really nice with Angklung. When I was in Cuba, we gave them some Angklung. There is a music school in Cuba. Cuba is a closed state, but they play Angklung beautifully. They have tango and salsa patterns. So my concern is, Angklung can be played at anywhere, by any country. You can imagine the Nigerian can play Angklung. The Arabs can as well play in the desert. The Chinese, the Japanese, it can be played anywhere. That's what I'm worried about. More people can play it better. They are more serious. Well, how about if we are not serious?
Same concern is also shared by the head of tourism and culture of West Java province, Nunung Sobari. He even worried that Angklung recognition as World Cultural Heritage would be revoked by UNESCO.
Jadi betul sekali, di sisi lain kita bangga, gembira dengan pengakuan itu, tetapi itu kan juga ada syaratnya. Jadi Angklung itu dievaluasi ya oleh UNESCO,
kalau nanti evaluasi.
So it is true, on one side we are proud, happy with the recognition, but there are some conditions. So Angklung is to be evaluated by UNESCO. If the result is negative, then the recognition will be revoked. The negative criteria are as follows. First, if Angklung is mass-produced, manufactured. Second, if according to the assessment of UNESCO, activities related to Angklung have dropped or even none at all.
Facing these concerns, the government of West Java Province has made some efforts to preserve Angklung, as stated by the head of Tourism and Culture of West Java Province.
Nah, untuk apa ya mengantisipasi supaya
in order to keep Angklung alive and growing in West Java in particular, and in Indonesia in general, the government has initiated a Love Angklung movement. A more strategic effort actually is to make Angklung-related activities in schools. So Angklung now has become an extracurricular activity. Schools in Bandung now have sent their students for Angklung lessons. Some headmasters have even invited professional Angklung instructors to train the students and to form Angklung ensembles.
The government's seriousness in maintaining, developing, and utilizing the unique art of West Java is also evidenced by the opening of a new study program in the Indonesian Art College, namely Angklung and Bamboo Music Studies Program, as revealed by a lecturer of Karawitan, Indonesian traditional music, who has also been appointed head of the program, Yon Sutiono.
Kemudian pemerintah juga dengan membuka salah satu prodi bambu yang.
Then the government has also opened a bamboo music studies program at STSI. Yes, perhaps this is also another effort. There are courses leading to bamboo music, and now there are also scholarships.
Head of Tourism and Culture of West Java Province, however, says that all the efforts that have been taken by the government will not run well if it does not get support from other parties.
Karena menurut saya dalam pelestarian.
Because I think the conservation, development, and utilization of the art and culture must be done simultaneously. I conclude as choir, symphony, you know, one sound singing a song usually is not so good, but it would be so nice if the song is sung in choir together. I mean, those components are not just the governments. The first is the government, the second are artists or cultural figures, the third are associations or groups, including schools.
Support for preserving Angklung would be created if all are aware that Angklung is fun, as perceived by the artist Angklung, Daeng Octaviani Ujo.
Yuk nyadar gitu, Angklung itu menyenangkan.
Let's create Angklung awareness. Angklung is fun, not a kind of heavy music. It can be played by anyone. Well, why don't we try it? No problem if you don't like it. It is impossible to make everybody like it. So, just try and taste it. After that, let's package it. And I want a lot of people to try and listen first. So do not always make a remark about what Angklung is like before feeling it first. So open your mind. Well, it turned out that Angklung is like this.
Indonesia. Yes, same time. screen time.
Yay! But sometimes they don't.
Screen time.
Okay. Changes in behavior may be a sign that our children have been exposed to inappropriate content or online bullying or predators. Pay attention to the sign. It's not too late.
Screen time.
Dad, help me. Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Listener, here's the news first, the headlines. Indonesia requested additional Hajj official quota. Economist expects that Antara to attract world-class investors, and here is the news in detail. Indonesian Religious Affairs Minister Nasaruddin Umar has asked Saudi Arabia to extend the Indonesian Hajj official quota by 2025. The minister made his statement during a meeting with Saudi Arabia's Health Minister Fath Abdul Rahman Al Jalajal in Jakarta on Monday. In addition, Minister Nasaruddin emphasized that the Saudi Arabian government would benefit from the realization of the additional Hajj officer quota. In 2025, listener, we quote from rri.co.id, the Saudi Arabian government set a quota of 2,210 Hajj officers, and the number was reduced compared to the one in 2024 with 4,200 people. The Institute for Development and Economics and Finance, or INDEF economist, Leko Listianto, recently expected Indonesian sovereign fund Danantara to invite world-class investors to invest in strategic projects managed by super holding agency. Quoted from rri.co.id, Eko said with its prospects, domestic liquidity will increase and state-owned enterprises will strengthen. Therefore, the economy will improve and the state-owned enterprises will also enjoy the impact of Danantara's presence. However, Eko said that the significance of the results may not be apparent in the short term, but perhaps more in the medium to long term. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Laughing at 3 a.m. under my porch, and it's hearing your stories and getting lost. For better or worse, sickness and health till forever. It's curling your toes when you hear the words, I love you. Love isn't fireworks or kissing in the rain. It's not driving through sunset while holding hands. But it's waking up to realize that someone is there to take care of your heart. So do you need a reason to fall in love? Does it have to be dramatic, like skydiving through the sky? Or sitting under the stars to see it shine? I thought this thing is supposed to feel then if love is a game, then I'll play along. Love isn't fireworks or kissing in the rain. It's not driving through sunset while holding hands. But it's waking up to realize that someone is there to take care of your heart. So do you need a reason to fall in love? People say it's a thousand words, but I say none. 'Cause I just lose all track of time when we're together. Love isn't fireworks or kissing in the rain. It's not driving through sunset while holding hands. But it's waking up
to realize that someone is there to take care of your heart. It isn't easy, but it works. It's like feeling so dizzy without saying so. It doesn't feel like it's as